Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you live in a state that had a huge budget shortfall, you are probably going to be getting some bad news in the next few weeks on how the state officials are going to manage this budget shortfall. Either your taxes are going to go up or more things are going to get cut. I'm looking at the a lot of the message boards for teachers and you know, parents of students, and they're really, really concerned about some of the things happening to education. And if you also live in a state that has high coronavirus cases or spikes and hospitalizations rising, you're also probably going to be getting some news that there's going to be some bad things happening to the local economy. Now, when I watch and see some of the debates between people, and when I look at some of the messages you guys send me, and of course you can do so on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as email on my website at drdahlia.com. Many of you have asked, has anybody broken down what happened with the CARES Act and where that money went and what that money did? So it's very, very interesting, and we will break it down, all right? It's a little complex. But you had very large companies get millions of dollars. And in a way, it was necessary. The average small business, I think, got around $100,000. We applied, we got way less than that, which is fine. But you had a lot of businesses that didn't get any, that didn't get to apply. They, that first wave of money, they were on a list, were apparently too late for that first chunk of money. There had to be a second multi-trillion dollar package. They had to hopefully get money there. And so it was a little bit of a cluster. Apparently millions of people who were dead got checks. And, and we knew this would happen because one computer doesn't, you know, or one department doesn't talk to another. Universities got millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, some think that's appropriate. Some think it doesn't. So, and then some universities forgot to apply. A lot of people forgot to apply. So it was a little bit of a cluster. And just to tell you from a small business owner standpoint, what had happened was, it was very, very interesting. With the PPP, with the loan money, when we were told this was happening, they said, look, let us look at your payroll. Give us, look at your payroll, take a look at your payroll, and take 2.5 times whatever you pay in payroll in terms of, I guess, that month. And because it's supposed to help us for the first 8 weeks, that would then basically help us for 10 weeks, right? So it gives you that little extra buffer. So we submitted that, and we submitted, what we needed. And we have really low overhead, you know, in terms of, you know, our business is very low overhead. And when the money did come in, it was fantastic, and it did exactly what it was designed to do. All right? If we want it for free and it not be a loan, we have to hire everybody back. We have to keep them on the payroll. We have to pay them, you know, what they paid. We gave everybody a little more because, again, we wanted to, you know, we understood that it was a hard time for everybody. And, again, we had the money. So we were told that it's wiped off free and clear as long as you hire everybody back. You keep them on until September 30th and you use at least 75% of that money for the employees in terms of payroll, the other 25% for rent. So for us, that we could do it. That worked. For a lot of other companies that were forced to not be able to open, they got their money, but they couldn't open. So what, do they just, you know, take the loss, or what do they do? So they extended it to, instead of paying off, you know, or using the money within 8 weeks, you could use it within 20, whatever. But what that money did is, from what I see with a lot of businesses that got it, it worked in that they hired people back. The purpose of the PPP loan was to get people off welfare or get people off, I'm sorry, not welfare, unemployment. The unemployment, the state's unemployment didn't want to be strapped. So the PPP program was supposed to have people rehire. And again, if it was based on a company and the amount of payroll, it makes sense that some of these companies or universities got millions and millions of dollars. Because again, if universities are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars per teacher or whatever they're paying, then it's going to add up. The problem is, and by the way, they do have transparency. Apparently, anybody who made $150,000 or more, there's a list. So you could see who made what, etc. The problem we have is the shutdowns and the phases didn't work with the PPP program. So you had companies that were forced to operate at 50%. So, you know, and a lot of staff didn't want to come back. So if staff didn't want to come back, how were they able to pay their 75%, which later got changed to 67%? But you had a lot of companies where they couldn't use the money the way it was supposed to. So it's sitting in a bank. They have that money sitting in a bank for a rainy day, which, by the way, is strategic because if there aren't more shutdowns and there are more closures, then those companies are going to need to rely on that money. You have others that said, you know what, just take the money back. Not a lot of them, but they were like, I don't want to owe on it. We're going to go under. We're going to probably have to close. Nah, we don't want it. So, but we still have, I guess, millions of dollars that has, or even I think billions of dollars still that has been used. And I'm going to like break this down. And it looks like a lot of the companies that benefited weren't really the brick and mortar essential type businesses. There weren't a lot of, they were a lot of the ones that had to close, like law offices, like I said, universities, things like that. And so people are concerned about the next shutdown, and we're going to have some form of a shutdown or rollback this fall. I hate to say that, but if people panic like this over COVID, wait till flu comes. All right? You know, nobody's going to want their kids dying of flu, and that's when they're going to step up going, okay, guys, you know, now we got kids involved. So we ain't seen nothing yet. But I don't know if the government can do what they did first time around. And that's why people are asking, where did the money go? Who got the money? Did it work? Because there's a chance that if they come up with another set of, you know, a set of funding, all right, we're again going to have people that don't get it. And it could be a cluster. So we're going to talk about who got what money in a sec. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I know many of you are kind of panicking that you're going to need to borrow money. And all these people that were able to get PPP money or the Paycheck Protection Program money under the CARES Act is going to beat you to it. No. Anybody that got money already, I don't think it's going to be able to get money again. All right, that's in theory. However, again, the rules keep changing, and nobody has expected a second sort of lockdown. So if there is going to be another package, if we're still in our current phases that we have, if you haven't applied to the PPP program, you probably still have a shot because the other people receiving money can't apply again. If not, that could be an issue because, again, the PPP was only supposed to get you through 8 weeks. And
Well, that's why, actually, let me correct myself. If you give 2.5 times payroll, that extra 0.5 is supposed to cover the other expenses like rent. So basically, it was only about 8 weeks. Now, I promise you we'll kind of break down a little bit more of where the money went. Any business that got more than $150,000 is transparently placed on the SBA website. You do have to download. It's not that easy to access. There's a lot of gigabytes or megabytes of data. But if you want to know who in your area, in your state, got money over $150,000, you will see that on that website. You won't see me because I didn't got anywhere near that, and I didn't need it. They say the loans represent 3/4 of the total loan dollars approved, a far smaller proportion of the number of actual loans. 87% of these loans were under $150,000, according to the SBA. So 87% of the loans given were less than $150,000. Now, that could be good news in that it showed that 87% of the recipients were very small business. That's a good sign. Or it could mean most of the money was gone, so that's all they got. I don't know. So CNBC talks about the notable recipients of some of the money. And here are some of the people that got some pretty big-sized money. And we'll talk about if that's bad or good. So the law firm Boies Schiller Flexner, Chairman David Boies has represented Vice President Al Gore and the Bush versus Gore Supreme Court case. So they're a real powerful law agency. They received between $5 million and $10 million. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao's family business, Foremost Maritime Company, they got a loan between $350,000 and $1 million. Not sure why such a big range there. Restaurant chains like P.F. Chang's, China Bistro, and Chopped, they got aid between $5 million and $10 million. The Archdiocese of New York got a loan value between $5 million and $10 million. Catholic Charities of Archdiocese of San Francisco, New Orleans, and Boston got about $2 million. Now, remember, they employ people, all right? This wasn't about keeping so much of business open. This was about hiring, keeping employees. So somebody could say, well, gosh, why did that big law firm need to get that money? Well, if they had that many employees, it kept their jobs. Joseph Kushner Hebrew Academy. He is the grandfather of Jared Kushner. The Hebrew Academy was named after Joseph Kushner in New Jersey. And they got a loan in the range of $1 million to $2 million. Jared Kushner's parents' family foundation support the school. That's according to NBC. Niche movie theater chain Alamo Drafthouse received a loan of $5 million. Now, theaters have been closed, but they still have rent to pay and other expenses. But political organizations also got money. The Ohio Democratic Party got $150,000. The Florida Democratic Party Building Fund got $350,000. The Women's National Republican Club of New York got $350,000. The Black Republican Caucus in Florida got $150,000. Well, again, if they have a business, if they have employees, that's what the PPP was for. So the SBA released other details about the program. It had approved 4.9 million loans for a total of $521 billion. They say companies said that the funding supported more than 51 million jobs, but the businesses reported the total when they applied for loans. So it's unclear what happened with the phase rollouts and people still being forced to stay closed. The program still has about $132 billion in funding remaining. Now, that kind of scratches your head because people said they didn't get money. So if there's that kind of funding remaining, now it could also be because a lot of the money had gone to dead people and it's scaled back. So what was the average amount of money people got? Well, it looks like the average loan was about $107,000. Applicants in California received the most money overall. They got $68.2 billion. Texas got then $41.1 billion. New York, $38.3 billion. Businesses in California, Texas, and New York that received loans reported having about $4.1 million, $2.7 million, and 2 million total employees. Businesses in economically distressed areas, as designated by SBA, got 23% of loan money. Companies in rural areas got about 15% of the funds. So industry is getting the largest share. So where did a lot of the money go? Well, a lot of it went to health. A lot of them went to social assistance, professional, scientific and technical services, construction, and manufacturing. Manufacturing got a bunch of them. A bunch of mining, utilities management, wholesale trade, education services, information, public administration, construction, healthcare, science tech services, hotels, retail trade, waste management, transport, finance, insurance, real estate, farms, and then some unclassified. So, did it help? Well, yes and no. Again, people got hired back. A lot of them were upset about it because they wanted to still stay on their unemployment, and their unemployment added an additional $600 a week, so they lost that additional $2,400 a month. You had some people too scared to go back to work because they didn't want to be around coronavirus. You had a lot of people still with their kids out of school. So, you know, in terms of being there for the employees, this wasn't supposed to be so much a big business bailout as much as it's supposed to be, look, this money has to go to employees. A lot of the employees didn't, you know, didn't really benefit from it because they either didn't want to or they couldn't because of the phasings and the shutdowns. But the next big movement that you know, people are crying for reform for is these big companies getting these PPP loans. If the PPP loans were supposed to be for small businesses, why did this law firm that, you know, represented Al Gore, why did they get the money? We're talking up to $10 million. When that $10 million could have been divided among a lot where people got $100,000 in a loan. Well, the program was supposed to help companies with anybody less than 500 employees. So when you saw Ruth Chris Steakhouse get a loan, if they have less than 500 employees, that's exactly what the PPP was supposed to help. These local restaurants didn't have to be local small business family owned. Ruth Chris is a big business, but they employ thousands of people. Auto Nation, Shake Shack, L.A. Lakers. That's what the money was for. If the Los Angeles Lakers has under 500 employees, that counts. So probably the next time money's going to be shelled out, they may have, you know, certain rules on, well, we need to see what's in your coffers. How much money do you have in your coffers? So Harvard, I think, had like millions of dollars, you know, in their foundation. They returned their PPP money because once people found out, I think Ruth Chris might have also, Shake Shack returned their money. If you have money in savings, and a lot of it, and you have money to tap in on, did you really need the PPP? Now, for small businesses, yeah, we needed it because there's not enough in savings to manage a business. But when you're a corporation, even though corporations are failing and filing for bankruptcy, you know, did they really have to take money out of, you know, small businesses' mouths? Well, again, if they weren't really running on, full high profits, you might have a big company, but you may have a real slim profit margin. So $30 billion ended up being returned overall because there was a lot of public outcry. And I think the public is going to be very scrutinous over this list to see who else got money so they could also fight and try to, you know, have people bring the money back. Lawmakers also pushed to find out if politicians and their families got money. Representative Vicki Harlitzer, a Republican from Missouri, disclosed that her family's business received $480,000. Now, again, you know, if you are, you know, a congressperson, I could see why you don't want to look like you're legislating for you to get money. But then on the other end, if you have a company that's employing, right, hundreds of people, that's what that money's for. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The holiday weekend was marred by violence in major cities across the country. Among the dozens of shootings that took place, a 7-year-old girl in Chicago was killed while playing with a group of children. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, an 8-year-old girl died, shot while riding with her mother. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the White House is ready to help these cities if needed.
The president is not only standing ready, but he has been ready. About 8 days ago, he instructed a number of federal support teams to make sure that across the country that they stand ready, not just in those cities, but in Seattle, in Portland, St. Louis, other areas.
Mayors in big cities such as Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and Miami are now acknowledging that weeks of anti-police protests and riots may have contributed to the surging coronavirus rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many states, including the state of New Jersey, require masks in stores as well as outdoors when proper social distancing cannot be maintained. A debate going on, though, across the country among Democratic governors is whether there should be a national requirement for face masks to be worn amid the coronavirus pandemic. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells NBC News he's in favor of a nationwide face mandate.
We're only as strong as our weakest link right now. As you mentioned in the outset of the program, I said we went through hell. We cannot afford to go through hell again. We need a national strategy, I think, right now, and masking has got to be at the core of that.
The number of high school seniors applying for federal college aid plunged in the weeks following the sudden closure of school buildings this spring, a time when many students were cut off from school counselors and families were hit with financial setbacks. Overall aid applications were down by 70,000 as of the middle of June. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
pretty. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So you're going to see some headlines evaluating the student loans and what was borrowed, and I think they're at a kind of a historic low in terms of students borrowing money from the government for student loans. And rumor on the streets is a lot of college students aren't really that hip on returning this fall. And even beyond that, a lot of college students aren't really hip on college. And so we need to have a very healthy discussion on that, because I have parents and I have, you know, people kind of concerned that their kid doesn't want to go to college or their kid doesn't want to go back this fall, and, you know, should they force their kid to go? Should they do community college? And it is, it's an interesting topic, because I'm a Generation Xer, so it was all about college, all right? I was going to be the first person in my family to go through college. There was just no choice. I was thinking military. I was wanted to do show business. But I knew that in order for us to get out of poverty and in order for us to kind of get out of the rut that all my generations of family had, I was going to have to go to college. And it was kind of told that I was going to have to help the family, just like everybody else in my family had to work or drop out of school to help the family. If I was able to make it through college, right, then it was my duty to help the family. And so that was something I was ingrained with. So it wasn't a choice. I wanted a career in show business. I wanted a career in singing and dancing. I know. I was good at one point. Not anymore. Also, I always have food in my teeth. That doesn't really help. By the way, when you watch Hamilton, it's really, really good. But King George spits when he sings. And I'm like, is he going to wipe it off? And he doesn't. If I spit when I talk or sing, I need to wipe it off. And to see King George III, who ever played that actor, not wipe his face, that takes a lot of control. So I couldn't do that. Okay. So what were we talking about? College. Okay, good. So if you are 17 years old right now, or if you're 20 years old, you're looking at your parents like they're whack, right? Now, what are your parents doing? Well, your parents are either still furloughed, they're either working from home, or they're stressed that they're going to lose their job. Now, why are they stressed that they're going to lose their job? Well, because we don't know what industries are going to make it. We don't know what's happening with the travel industry. We don't know what's happening with the healthcare industry. Now, the healthcare industry will always be around, but unfortunately, the healthcare industry is changing. People are taking pay cuts. People are getting furloughed. It's becoming more mechanical, more robotic. So, you know, if you had your own office and you had your own practice and people don't want to come in, you're now going to have to move towards telemedicine. And we talked about last week how some of the top 10 jobs or top 10 fields don't require a college degree. So remember, millennials and Generation Zers are pretty smart. They're a lot more practical than the Xers and the Boomers. The Xers and the Boomers are, this is just what you do, and you just do it. Why? You don't question why. That's just the way things are done. You get a job. You wear a seatbelt. You wear a helmet. You buy a car. You buy a house. You don't rent for years. You get a house. Millennials are like, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would I get a house that I'd have to sell and possibly take at a loss? Why don't I rent? And so, you know, if the job changes, because jobs change, then I just didn't lose money in a house and on commission and all that. Well, you have to buy a car. You know, you can't sit there. You have to have your own car. A lot of millennials and Zers are like, really? I could just Uber these days. Uber's doing well. They just cut a big merger with Postmates. I could just Uber. Why am I spending money on a car that when you drive off the lot, you lose 50% of its value? Dad, why did you buy a car that lost value? Well, that's just what you do, son. You buy a car, and that's just the way it is. Millennials and the Zers are like, why is that the way it is? So they're a smart group. So now many of them who did get to go to college and get to go to some of the fancy ones or go out of state had to mid-semester come back home, which they really weren't excited to do. They wanted to be with their friends. They wanted to be with the sororities and fraternities. They wanted to still party. You know, have sex, do drugs, study, whatever college life is these days. Mine was mostly studying and working. Okay, I was a good girl. But not that, I mean, when it came to sex, it's not like, you know, I was being offered any. So I was like, you know what, I'll study. So I blame my studies. Yeah, the reason why I don't have a date on a Saturday night is because I have a test. The test is in 3 weeks. Yeah, well, I chose to study for it. So that was my go-to if I ever didn't have a date. But, the average college student's like, well, wait a second here, okay? I mean, am I going to spend another $40,000, $50,000 for that year to move and then be told that I have to come back? The parents are thinking the same thing. They're like, there's no way I'm going to fly my kid out, move my kid out, just for a month or two, you know, from now to bring them back. Then people are looking to the colleges, and the colleges are like, well, we're probably going to do online. And then you have the, again, the younger crowd going, well, wait a second. I'm not going to school so much to get a degree. I'm going to school to get away from my parents. I'm going to school so I could get dates. I'm going to school so I could be around other people. And if you're telling me that I need to spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 online I mean, maybe I'll just wait until I could actually go back to school. Now, for me, it was different. I mean, no matter what, if it was going to be online, if online existed back then, which it didn't or whatever, I was like, look, I got to get that degree. The millennials are thinking, why? What does that degree do? Okay, well, a medical degree or osteopathic degree or whatever, you know, nurse practitioner degree, PA degree, you get to at least work in the healthcare field. Not that that's the most exciting field right now. A lot of people are like, I think I'll pass. But law degree, you get to practice law. But a business degree. I mean, if I told a young individual, you need to get a business degree, they'd be like, why? Well, so then you'd be successful in business. Mark Zuckerberg successful? Well, yeah, but, you know, it's okay that he doesn't have a degree. That was different. They start listing off people who were successful without a degree. And you're a Generation Xer, you're a baby boomer, and you're like, guys, this is the way it is. Trust me, you need that degree. You need that degree. Why? Now, as a parent, okay, I'm fortunate because I have one very, very degree-bound. He really wants to be an engineer, and he's almost halfway through. He's not going to quit. The other one, kind of going, why, Mom, why? You know, I mean, I get it, you know, and he likes medicine and he's thinking he might go into medicine or whatever. But when we were thinking about other options, he's like, Mom, you need to prove to me that that degree, you know, is really going to guarantee me a job. But so I'm thinking as a Generation Xer, well, what else are you going to do with your time? We're in a recession, possibly going into a depression. So if you, I mean, if there's no jobs, why not be in school? Why not get degrees? But get a degree in what? So here we are. You know, as adults or as business owners, and you have colleges like really, really worried that this sort of thinking with the younger generation is going to prevent them from getting tuition. Many of them got CARES Act money. They got a lot of it. But what if they don't get any more CARES Act money? Once you get CARES Act money, you can't apply for any more. Even though the average CARES Act amount was about $107,000, that was, I guess, the average loan, 87% of CARES Act recipients were received under $150,000. Colleges really need money. And so if they think that any of their, you know, $60,000 ahead, that's a lot to them. If they think any one student is not going to want to come back, and then if that student doesn't want to come back, their friend isn't going to come back, maybe their brother's not going to come back, maybe their girlfriend's not going to come back, it could be a snowball effect. So how do we know if students are coming back? Well, one of the first indicators is looking at if they borrow money. Did they do their FAFSA? Did they borrow student loans? And we're noticing that at a low. That's a sign. So what would, let's say, post-COVID work era look like? When you are interviewing somebody and they were in school or did online school for 4 years and have a degree, or you have another applicant who has been working and worked two jobs and has experience in that field. Doesn't have a degree, but they have experience. To the millennial and Generation Zer, that latter applicant is probably going to get the job. And you want to know what? They might. A lot of people don't want, you know, green, you know, virgin type. They want somebody that already has some miles on them that gets it. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how much this world revolves around the college degree post-COVID. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We lost Charlie Daniels today. Charlie Daniels, member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, best known for The Devil Went Down to Georgia, has died this morning after suffering a hemorrhagic stroke. He was only 83 years old. His death was confirmed by his publicist, Don Murray Grubbs. He is survived by his wife, Hazel, and his son, Charlie Daniels, Jr. Charlie Daniels topped the charts with Devil back in 1979. He's a songwriter, instrumentalist, singer, and he had a very, very multifaceted career, as a Tennessean describes. And I think he also recorded with Ringo Starr, Leonard Cohen. And so hemorrhagic strokes are unfortunately very deadly. We believe that also is what preceded FDR's death, although they think it was malignant melanoma that caused the hemorrhagic stroke as opposed to his blood pressure. But hemorrhagic stroke is a more rare type of stroke where you have a bleed to the brain where blood, unfortunately, a vessel bursts. And so a hemorrhagic stroke you can't fix with clot busters because this is bleeding and you have to stop the bleeding, do a coiling or surgery sometimes. And so, unfortunately, many of them are fatal. So we say goodbye to Charlie Daniels. May he rest in peace. So sad. But he lived till 83. Yellowstone has a warning. More than 100 earthquakes have struck the volatile supervolcano site. More than 100 earthquakes in the last month has sparked fears that we might have a supervolcano. Mike Poland, chief scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory, revealed the number of recent earthquakes in an overview of activity at Yellowstone during June. He has confirmed there were 102 areas in that last month. Now, the earthquakes have been detected by the University of Utah seismograph stations. They are responsible for the operation and maintenance of the Yellowstone seismic network. Earthquakes are closely monitored at Yellowstone because the supervolcano at the site is feared to be overdue for another cataclysmic eruption. That eruption could wipe out a big portion of the United States. Yellowstone volcano's last big eruptions went off about 640,000 years ago. Another one was 1.2 million years ago and 2.1 million years ago. Apparently, when Yellowstone last erupted, an event known as Lava Creek Eruption, the supervolcano covered an estimated 2,900 square miles with ash and fallout. Well, that's going to basically cover the U.S. Mr. Poland tried to downplay fears of the impending volcanic disaster. Said on the number of earthquakes recently, that's pretty normal for the region. We typically see 1,500 to 2,500 earthquakes every year on average. Oh, but I still see... what is it? It's not, it's Old Faithful in Yellowstone where the steam comes up? Yeah. They say we're actually on the low side of average. The largest earthquake of the month took place on June 5th, but how large was it? It was 2.8. All right, so if it gets bigger, that's when I think they're worrying. But they say they're watching it. Is there a wall? Is there any sort of barrier? I don't think so. They say was a swarm of 17 earthquakes between June 12th and June 15th. He also revealed several huge earthquakes nearby Yellowstone. They say aftershocks of a tectonic major magnitude 6 earthquake in Idaho continues to rattle the area. So I'm not very, very happy with that. Yellowstone's pretty. New Zealand just had that, volcano erupt. So I don't know if you just kind of stay away for the next 1.2 million years, I don't know how long, what you do. I'm not really that up on volcanoes, but my guess is you avoid them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like meat. And every year somebody reminds us that we might have a food shortage. And it's interesting. In America, we don't see that. I mean, we pay high prices for our food. But there's still a lot of food places out there. Got McDonald's, you got Jack in the Box, you got Wendy's, you got Chick-fil-A, you got restaurants, you got supermarkets, they're full of food. Unfortunately, there's millions of people in countries where there's not enough food. They don't get food, they can't grow food. We're pretty lucky. So scientists want to figure out a way to make food, to create in a lab. And they have been able to successfully create meat. It's fake meat, supposed to be eco-friendly. Don't have to kill cattle. You don't have to, have cattle toot methane into the atmosphere. But it's been expensive. Remember they made a hamburger and it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars? Then again, not that I have the money. But if there was a meat shortage, my guess is people would spend a lot of money for a burger. So 95% of the world's population, I think, eats meat. Again, we're carnivores. Apparently, 70 billion animals are killed for us to eat, according to Daily Mail. And the U.S. eats 26 billion pounds of beef a year. If you decided to sack that in terms of hamburgers, that would stretch to the moon and back twice. The amount of poultry eaten by each person has increased 50%. Remember, everybody was kind of anti-beef? So we all switched from beef to poultry. So Silicon Valley entrepreneurs are hoping to be able to create beef. And mock meat is supposed to be a reconfigured plant protein that acts as a meat substitute. Not real meat, but it grows outside animal bodies. You can make it in a flask, grow it in a tank, harvest it in a laboratory. Now, I'm right now looking at pink squiggles of meat on a petri dish. These were muscle strands, because meat is muscle. And I'm seeing that lab grew a nice chunk of meat. Looks kind of yummy. I'm getting hungry. So the world's first artificially grown hamburger was tasted back in 2013 at a press conference. It was made by Professor Mark Post, a physiologist at Maastricht University. The burger cost over $200,000. Was bankrolled by a Google co-founder, made headlines. It was a $200,000 burger. And it was pink squiggles of flesh in a petri dish. They added a little egg powder and breadcrumbs and some red beet juice and saffron to get the color right. They fried it in butter. And they thought it was a little bland and dry, but it did have a similar density. So it wasn't perfect, but it worked. So now you have people really trying to take it more of a step. And they could get starter cells from, let's say, a cow, cause them to grow, cause them to become fat muscle. So you can actually, rather than doing completely lab-grown, you can actually make some real meat as long as you can make muscle fibers. So the starter cells are put into a seed tray. It's bathed in a medium of nutrients and growth factors, placed in a bioreactor, encourages them to proliferate. One cell divides to two, divides to four, eight, so on, and you get trillions. Then there's a scaffold that helps them make the shape of muscle fibers. These get layered. Say it takes about 10 weeks to grow your burger. 10 weeks for a burger. But growth is exponential. So then, from there, it could take 12 weeks to produce 100,000 burgers. Now, how many burgers do we get from one cow? About 2,000. They had to live at least 18 months. So it's interesting to be able to make this kind of meat, and they're working on it. They're getting there. I know people are asking, what about the hormones? Will they cause cancer? I'm sure they'll test that. I mean, we're already worried about the meat we eat. The meat we eat now can cause cancer, can cause hormone disruptions, can cause diabetes. So we kind of are already there. Would I eat a lab-grown burger? I would try it. I would probably add some maybe guacamole to it. I'd probably add a lot of seasoning to it. I'd try it. Would I live on it? No. I'd rather have a cow. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza.
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.